The recent outbreak of the Zika virus has the city on edge. The Gulf Coast is considered to be the most vulnerable part of the U.S. Mayor Mitch Landrieu has asked Congress for money to fight Zika. WWNO's Tegan Wendland reports on local efforts to understand the mosquito-borne disease.
Entomologist Sarah Michaels works for the Mosquito, Termite, and Rodent Control Board. It's been around 100 years. Her job? Catch mosquitoes to test for diseases. To nab them, she goes for their weakness. The nasty smell of body odor and human sweat.
What it is it's hay infusion mixed with water, aged for about a week.
It smells really bad.
It smells awful, but they really like it.
The mosquitoes fly towards the stinky water, which is in the bottom of a tray, and a fan sucks them up a PVC pipe and into a net where they can't escape. To most of us, they all look the same, but it turns out there are a ton of different types of mosquitoes, 60 here in Louisiana. The two kinds Michaels is looking for are called Aedes aegypti, which definitely spreads Zika, and Culex, which might. She leaves the traps out overnight when the bugs are most active and comes back the next morning to see what she's got.
I'm just gonna take out the collection bag. I'm leaving the trap on and hopefully quickly removing this netting here. And closing up the container, the net, and we have a few.
A few, meaning hundreds, buzzing around in the trap. Michaels pulls the drawstring tight and loads them into the back of her car before heading off to the next site. Sometimes Michaels works with the Tulane University School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. There, Dawn Wesson and her students are hatching and raising mosquitoes.
All right, let's go on in and I'll show you where we're keeping our little babies.
We have to close this door behind us so that they don't get out.
Right. And I'm hoping that you're not going to see anybody flying around. If you do, don't worry.
There's no Zika in here?
There's no Zika. There's no virus in here at all.
No Zika yet. She's planning to infect some of these mosquitoes to see how they move around the city.
As it turns out, kind of unfortunately, the species that is likely to be a better vector for Zika has been expanding its distribution in New Orleans over the last 10 years or so, since Katrina, really.
She says the trees that were lost and the drought that followed created perfect breeding grounds. So far, no one has contracted the disease in Louisiana. There have been 4 travel-related cases, but none were transmitted locally. Now, for mosquitoes to actually spread the disease here, one would have to bite someone who has Zika already, someone who just came back from traveling in South America or another high-risk place. Wesson says that then the insect would have to live for 2 weeks in order to incubate the disease and then bite someone else.
When it takes that next blood meal, it has to salivate when it takes a blood meal that allows the blood to not clot and allows it to feed without you noticing it. And that's when virus, which has grown inside that mosquito's body, would be transmitted to a new person.
She says the city has studied mosquitoes for a long time. After all, in the 1850s, nearly 8,000 people died from mosquito-borne yellow fever. Without understanding transmission, people burned tar and shot off cannons in desperate attempts to scare off the disease. Today, most of us have screened in houses and access to repellent, and we know how mosquitoes work. City Health Director Charlotte Parent says citizens have to do their part.
Help us create an environment that does not allow these mosquitoes to breed and grow. We know we have a problem. We live on a swamp, but, you know, because we do, right, then everyone needs to be aware, and everybody needs to do everything they can to decrease those chances.
Like dumping out standing water and wearing lots of repellent. The city's prepared to respond if scientists find infected mosquitoes with a targeted sweep of the affected neighborhood. But Michael says different areas have different risks.
So in areas where the houses are a little further apart, we have a little lower human population density, we have a little less mosquito density, that's a lower risk area than, say, somewhere where the people are living close together, maybe don't have access to central air conditioning or using primarily window units, having their doors and windows open, spending a lot of time outside.
New Orleans has a lot of neighborhoods with those risk factors, especially as the weather heats up. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wensland.